Joe, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be back with you, Brad.
Well, great to have you here, and I want to tell you, you really do it. And I was talking about Pennsylvania, and it's very difficult to understand what they're saying down in Pennsylvania about this and that and everything else. And I was just wondering, now, what is the problem with Pennsylvania in the place that they live?
Sure. So, yeah, the Pennsylvania Turnpike, which, of course, has tolls, is on the road to ruin, is the phrase used by the state's auditor general. And history is important here. So I'm gonna go back a little bit and talk about how they got here. Going back about 12 years, the state passed a law that involved a tolling scheme. They wanted to basically add tolls on Interstate 80, which is currently toll-free, and they were going to have the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission run that in addition to Interstate 76, which is better known as the Pennsylvania Turnpike. So they put together a system that they thought they were going to get $900 million in tolls out of this system.
Whoa.
And it depended on approval from the federal government. Well, guess what? The federal government did not give them approval. They said what they were trying to do violated federal regulation. The state got desperate. They asked three times, all three times, the federal government denied them. So that left them in a situation where they and the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission had to make up $900 million that they thought they were going to have, but they didn't have. So that is the biggest thing that got us to where they are today. They're only making about half of the $900 million. So $450 million in annual payments the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission is making back to Pennsylvania DOT, and it's driving the turnpike into bankruptcy. So that's kind of how we got to this point. So it's important to know.
My guest, Joe Scully, who's with us frequently, he's the president of the Motor Transport Association of Connecticut. You know, I tell you, there's a good many people, and you probably know a good many of them, that we are really on the move on this whole toll thing in Connecticut. In fact, I'm ashamed to say to somebody that we're going to have so many tolls, and it makes us look ridiculous anyway. But there are many people, Joe, and you probably know many of them, that just want something done. They really, truly do. And I'm talking about people that are on radio all over the state.
Well, right. There's people, you know, on the other side who they just want tolls. They just want money. And I see another similarity between in Pennsylvania. I suspect that going back 12 years ago, people didn't really know what they were voting for. I don't think it was clearly understood that the federal government may not allow this. In Connecticut, I don't think some people want to even consider the fact that the federal government may not allow what we're talking about. And Brad, you know, so the reports are that $450 million in payments that the Turnpike Commission has to make is crippling them. Guess how much the state of Connecticut is spending right now on transit subsidies every year? $450 million.
Unreal.
It's another similarity that we are just going right down the slippery slope of doing all these bad things that other states have done. Pennsylvania, New York, the MTA is another classic case of a poorly run system that we are about to be like if we're not careful. So we gotta pump the brakes on this thing.
Well, Joe, I'll tell you, Joe Scully, president of the Motor Transport Association of Connecticut, and this whole thing with tolls. What I'm happy about is that there are people that are doing what we're doing, broadcasters all over this state, and they're for it too. So we've got something that we've never had before, and I think this is the reason there are so many people that just want to do what you want to do.
Yeah, and look, as I said before, the Transportation Committee, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, the best thing we could do is learn from other people's mistakes. Let's look at how bad this is going in Pennsylvania and New York. And a couple of things that we should take note of in Pennsylvania. The state auditor general, so if you don't have to believe me when I say these things, you can believe a nonpartisan government employee from Pennsylvania who says that the increased cost of goods for consumers are being realized because trucking companies have to pay these tolls and then they pass on the cost to the customer. So that substantiates things that we've been saying. The auditor general says that there's heavier traffic on roads that are not built for traffic. Basically, people are getting off the highway to avoid the tolls. We've been saying that here again. So this is another verified statement. And this one we should take note of as well. Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission employees can use the road toll free. I think they just give you a transponder. The auditor general said that this system is abused. So for any effort here in Connecticut, whether it's state employees or people who may be deemed as being disproportionately impacted by tolls, whether you may be in lower income brackets or something like that, the potential for abuse with this type of system is so great that the only way to protect people who may not be able to deal with the tolls is to just not do this. We just can't set up a system and then give money back to everybody. It's been proven that it doesn't work.
Joe Scully. Joe, thanks a million. And, of course, we'll have you on again soon. Joe's the president of the Motor Transport Association of Connecticut and does a great job. And I'll tell you something right now. We are all against the tolls that a certain group of people want to have here. And I think we're going to do quite well. 7:30 in the morning.
I'm Chris Foster. Democrats in Congress are demanding the full release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report and the underlying evidence by next Tuesday. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says about Mueller concluding the Trump campaign did not work with the Russian government to influence the 2016 election.
There was a big difference between whether there's evidence of collusion, and I think that evidence is in plain sight, and whether you can establish a proof beyond a reasonable doubt of a criminal conspiracy, and I accept his conclusion that he could not.
Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says no to voting on a House-passed resolution calling for the report's release and says about Democrats' disappointment with what's come out.
In any sane political moment, all of this would be very welcome news to all Americans.
Mueller's team was inconclusive about whether President Trump tried to obstruct justice in the case. The president says releasing the entire report is fine by him. This is Fox News.
Month at Gary Bell Chevy. The best incentives Chevrolet has ever offered are happening this month. Save up to 25% on most new models or choose 0% financing for up to 84 months. That's 7 years free financing. Gary Bell Chevrolet has over 300 new cars and trucks to choose from with 8 acres of inventory. We finance everyone plus top dollar for your trade. Buy new roads at Gary Bell Chevrolet, Route 6 in Terryville. We'll treat you right. These offers absolutely expire April 1st, so hurry in. Or if you're pressed for time, shop online, GaryBellChevy.com.
Fox on Tech.
Some long-rumored services from Apple were finally made official.
As you can tell, today's going to be a very different kind of event. We've got some really exciting things to share with you, and we're going to have some fun along the way. So let's get going.
Apple CEO Tim Cook first taking the wraps off the Apple News service, Apple News Plus. Apple also unveiled a new credit card, Apple Card. Goldman Sachs will be the bank and MasterCard will be the issuer. But the card will be digital first and work through Apple Pay. When in need for a physical card, they'll offer a titanium card with no number, no security code, no expiration date, and no signature. All that is in the app. Apple is also beefing up their video offerings with a new service expected in the fall that will offer a variety of content from cable providers with options for HBO, Showtime, and other subscription services, and with Apple TV Plus, custom content from Hollywood celebrities like J.J. Abrams, Steven Spielberg, and Oprah. With Fox on Tech, I'm Brett Larson, Fox News.
Every weekday at 1, it's the Dana Lash Show on the Talk of Connecticut, WDRC.
Socialism is the interim period between capitalism and communism. Socialism is a trick to make you think like you still own something, but you really don't. You're like the frog in the pot of water, and the heat's being turned up ever so slightly. But you're not paying attention to all of that, because you're too busy going, well, look what I still got.
The Dana Lash Show, weekday afternoons from 1 to 3 on the Talk of Connecticut, WDRC.
News Talk radio listeners are informed, passionate, and engaged. Ring a bell? If so, then you really want to hear this. The Talk of Connecticut, WDRC, is on the hunt for avid News Talk radio salespeople. Radio experience not required. Email your resume and cover letter to sales at fullpowerradio.com. Stop going to a job. Start a career and make serious money. Join the Talk of Connecticut, WDRC, sales team today.
Full Power Radio is an equal opportunity employer.
The Catholic Cemetery Association of the Archdiocese of Hartford operates 30 cemeteries, serving the burial needs of families in Hartford, Litchfield, and New Haven County. Their respectful and experienced staff are available to help make important end-of-life decisions more calmly, prudently, and economically. Visit ccacem.org or call their office at 1-800-505-0080. Advanced planning of your cemetery needs is a thoughtful way to eliminate stress for your family. Call them at 1-800-505-0080.
In Glastonbury, an accident, Route 2 westbound approaching exit 8. It's stop-and-go traffic from exit 9. In West Hartford, your stop-and-go 84 eastbound, exit 41 to exit 46. And in Middletown, stop-and-go Route 9 northbound between exit 12 and Washington Street. I'm Eddie Schaefer, Time Saver Traffic.
This is the Brad Davis Radio Show. Mornings on the Talk of Connecticut.
It is 7 to 35, 25 before the hour. We stay on the subject of tolls here. And there was a big meeting last night that went on in Bristol, one of the toll town halls that's being held across the state among the state legislators there on the Republican side. Republican State Representative Laura Devlin, who represents portions of Fairfield and Trumbull, two localities who I think we'll be bathed in toll plazas and toll branches once gantries once we get underway. Laura, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Laura, Paul Pacelli here along with Brad Davis. Laura, first of all, how was the turnout last night? What kind of a house did you folks get in Bristol?
Oh, we had great turnout last night. The high school auditorium was packed. We had over 200 people attending.
People are angry, Laura, aren't they?
You know what? They're angry and they're frustrated because they don't feel like they're being listened to.
You know, Laura, and you know, and Brad and I talk about this on the show a lot. I think, unfortunately, there's a cynicism now. You know, people are cynical, and I don't blame them, frankly, because, you know, the governor and all these administrations say, give us this money. It's going to go for the roads. The roads will be great. But these people have lived through, you know, the lottery that promised us great educated kids. They've lived through. They lived through the gas tax hike after the Mianus River Bridge. They lived through so much. And, Laura, correct me if I'm wrong, but the people are just not trusting what's going on in the General Assembly now.
Oh, that is very true, and with good reason, because as you point out, the state has a lousy track record. And when we share information about what is being proposed, you know, the proposals would make Connecticut the most highly densely tolled state in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
We would have either the seventh or the fourth, depends on which plan you go with or which proposal you go with, most tolled miles of any state in the nation.
In the nation.
It's a flat out money grab.
You know, it's crazy because I have friends of mine that work in neighboring states, and I'm there sometimes in Rhode Island or Massachusetts or New York, you know, and I show them the proposed map, Laura, of the gantries, and they all look at me like, your folks are crazy, right? This isn't real. And I have to nod and tell them, oh yeah, it pretty much is. And you know, when other states are looking at us like, you know, like you just said, you're crazy, you know there's a problem.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of discussion about these maps. And keep in mind, last week, three bills passed the Transportation Committee. The governor's bill, the Senate Democrats' bill and the House Democrats' bill.
Yeah.
And the first two include tolls just on 95, 84, 91, just. And the Merritt Parkway. The House Democrats' bill also gives the DOT commissioner the ability to put tolls on any limited access highway where they deem it necessary.
Mm-hmm.
That goes back to that full 82 gantry map. So it's crazy.
You know, Laura, so many people... you know what? It's a twofold observation here, I think. Number one, this is a lot different than the income tax debate, the state income tax debate of 20-something years ago when, listen, that was pre-internet, that was pre the ability to just log on and get some information. So, you know, a lot of the people here, Laura, you know, you can say on one hand, we're so much better informed about this. Yet, on the other hand, like you just said, there are little intricacies in some of these bills that some people still, unfortunately, don't get the straight story on.
That's why Senator Martin and I have hit the road to host these toll forums.
Mm-hmm.
We have done six so far, and the crowds continue to grow. I think we're doing something right because the governor usually has his staff attending as well. We have nine more scheduled and more to come.
That's interesting. I'm going to go back to what you just said. And there's nothing illegal about this, nothing wrong. But you say that at these toll meetings, there are people shadowing you from Governor Lamont's staff and the Democrats, correct?
Sure. Sure. They want to know what we're saying, and I believe they are also feeling the pressure.
Yeah.
Which is also why, you know, as reported in the Hartford Current, this consulting group has come together.
Yeah.
To really put pressure on legislators to get them to vote for tolls.
Yeah, John Lender published the playbook. That was kind of interesting when
right.
I was reading the playbook. Final question.
But the job of legislators is to listen to the people they represent.
Yeah. Final question. I'm hearing from you now, and I'm hearing from other members of the Republican caucus that Brad and I have on here, that some of the Democrats may be getting a tad squishy on this and a tad squeamish, wondering if we go ahead with this, you know, are the Republicans going to be able to flip the Senate maybe in the next cycle? Are we going to lose significant numbers in the House? Are you sensing that, Laura? Are some of your Democratic colleagues kind of getting a little queasy on this or not?
So several within the Transportation Committee said they reserved their right while they voted in favor of these bills at that time to not support them as they move forward.
Yeah.
And yes, I don't believe that all Democrat legislators are in support, and they are feeling pressure because their leadership is certainly pressuring them. And so they're torn between that and listening to the people who elected them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not over by any means.
Yeah, no.
This is the time people need to take action.
No, I understand that. Laura Devlin, Laura, thank you. State Representative Laura Devlin representing parts of Fairfield and Trumbull. Laura, you are out front on this. I see your videos often coming from the floor of the Capitol building, the LOB, so keep them coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Laura. Appreciate it. Laura Devlin, she represents the 134th General Assembly District, which, again, is parts of Fairfield and Trumbull as well. And two areas, you know, if you're in Fairfield, in the Fairfield County, you've got I-95 and Route 15, the Merritt Parkway through there. And if you're in Trumbull, you've got Route 8 and Route 25 there, two of the secondary roads, the lesser limited access highways that could get tolls on them as well. So...
Well, again, to Laura, I want to give you a little something that will kind of drive you mm-hmm. even more.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is just remember this.
Yep.
Remember this, that you're going to be taking the hill.
Yeah.
that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, so she's taking the hill, and hopefully all the Republicans will. And listen, let's, you know, it maybe if the, you know, Brad, maybe if the toll measures do pass, perhaps all this pressure will cause fewer gantries, so there'll be maybe a lower number of tolls. Maybe they'll settle for 40 or 30 or 20 or 10. You never know. And maybe, Brad, this is a this is a big, big moment here in state history where this could be a turning point into what maybe people could really do. Again, you were around when they tried to do something here regarding the state income tax.
Oh.
And it really didn't work.
We had thousands.
We had thousands. I remember I had friends of mine, the live coverage of that.
It did not work.
And it didn't work.
Nope.
It just didn't work. Now, as you always point out, the Republicans did some shenanigans there to,
sure,
you know,
did.
Sending home some legislators. Yep. Remember, there were multiple
this
votes.
Was all Wikers,
yeah. Yeah. So, 743-17 before 888-574-2723. 1-888-574-2723. It's the Brad Davis program, whatever's on your mind. Mr. Producer, we'll take a break, and we shall come back with traffic straight ahead.
You're listening to the only station in Hartford where you can hear the Dana Lash Show. Listen from 1 to 3 on the Talk of Connecticut, WDRC.
DeSopo Funeral Chapels, nationally recognized for excellence year after year.
In Glastonbury, an accident, Route 2 westbound approaching exit 8. It's stop-and-go traffic from exit 9. Your stop-and-go on 84 eastbound in West Hartford, exit 41 to exit 46. Middletown, your stop-and-go Route 9 northbound, exit 12 to Washington Street. I'm Eddie Schaefer, Time Saver Traffic.
This is the Brad Davis Radio Show, mornings on the Talk of Connecticut.
And it is coming up to 14 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock in the morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody.
Not a bad day coming up, Brad.
No.
Sun today with a high around 47. Right now it's 28 degrees, 28 right here at Talk of Connecticut. A couple of moments open for open phones at 888-574-2723, 1-888-574-2723. But before we do that, how about we give a quick check of sports here? Brian is here. With his Philadelphia 76ers shirt on today, looking very nattily attired in another piece of Philadelphia garb.
Philadelphia. Philadelphia.